We have completed Surah Baqarah, and I mentioned yesterday that Surah Baqarah is the longest surah in the Quran. And to read the Surah Baqarah at home brings a lot of barakat, saving from shaitan. Shaitan runs away very quickly from that house where the person is Surah Baqarah. However, there are so many things that have been discussed today. Quran, ayah that we started today from the beginning, Allah Ta'ala first says this much, that must be Iman and Allah, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the Nabis and Malaika. So side by side saying that we have to give, a person gives for the love of Allah, he gives charity to people only for the love of Allah. So side by side he also makes sure that he fulfills an oath, you know. Whatever wada he makes sure he fulfills the wada. Oofu bil ahd, he means fulfill the wada. And the last one is that whatever the command of Allah, no matter how difficult it is, you do not show it in your face that you find it difficult. That is something very difficult to do. When you read namaz, something to, or any act you're doing, and it is difficult for you to do it, at that time you do not show it in your face that you find it difficult to do it. But the moment you show that act you find difficult in your face, you show it, it's not a good sign. Because it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So any act which you feel that is difficult, but you still do it happily. Happily no matter what happens. So these are a few conditions that Allah ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, that one has to do, remember all this stuff. Then another place Allah ta'ala mentions about كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدٌ مُوْتٍ تَرَكَ خَيْرًا الْوَصِيَّةِ. The time when a person comes, death is coming near, he must try to make his all his things clear. In a sense, this must that all his things that he must be the wasiyat he must make straight away. That it must not be that he passes away and not make wasiyat of any kind, where he begin to deprive people of their rights. So very important this must that Allah Ta'ala is showing the Quran, is reminding us that before even death takes place, try to make all your things properly in order. So it will not be that any kind of harm is caused to anyone of any kind. Because if anyone is deprived of the rights, you will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah for that too. Another place Allah Ta'ala says, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْمَحِيضِ. It comes about matter of ladies, you know, having menses. وَلَا تَقْرَبُونَ حَتَّى يَطْهُرْنَ. Do not go near them until they become pure again. Now this is a sickness they not understand, that is a very serious one. That Allah Ta'ala made haram for a person to go near his wife at the time of menses. And if he does go near him, is a kind of sickness that come into him that which we cannot even describe to. That's why it is very, very important that we must be careful that in this condition, that any time do not go near your wife at any time when she is in menses, because the sickness that is there is very severe. Thereafter, that is why Allah Ta'ala made haram. The third point is women when they go through menses, thereafter they forget when they're parting, they forget to make the qaza namazes. They miss the qaza namazes. So they must be in, they must be sure now when they get the menses, when they get clean again, maybe they miss one namaz, two namaz, which did not repeat, did not make qaza. So it's very important that they must make sure that they make qaza of those things. So these are things which are very important for ladies to know about. Then it comes to another point where it says this much, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran this much, that as far as possible, you must try to become very clear, very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every way. It must not be that you must go against the law of Allah. This is what Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, what we have read today, where we must try to, as far as possible, make sure that we must keep Allah Ta'ala happy in every way. And then Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, today, tonight we read, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ. What was the reason for fasting? It's not that Allah Ta'ala wants us to keep away from eating and drinking. That's not the reason. Allah Ta'ala does not want anyone to keep away from eating and drinking. Allah Ta'ala does not love a person must keep up eating and drinking. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. The only reason Allah Ta'ala wants, if Allah Ta'ala wanted to keep away from eating and drinking, He only kept it for 1 month. You were really happy, you would have said, oh, whole year. But He made for 1 month just to purify what? Our souls. You purify our souls so that we come more near and dear to Allah Ta'ala. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. The most important reason for keeping fast, to keeping away from eating and drinking, merely to become taqwa. to come praise God, to come God fearing, God conscious. That is what Allah Ta'ala wants from us. So this month of Ramadan is for especially is an exercise, a discipline of ourselves to bring about that condition in us, and taqwa becomes so strong in us that we do not commit one sin to. If you got that kamal in you, Allah Ta'ala is giving us and Allah Ta'ala has changed all the shayateens so that you cannot make any excuses. It's only now your nafs to worry about. Shaitan was in between. We always blame Shaitan for all the wrongs that we do. Now Shaitan is changed up. The only person who will clean up is we ourselves are committing all the wrongs. So our nafs must be put right in the sense that anything you do not go against, do not follow your nafs. Mahajaji should always say this much. You don't ever think that you have controlled your nafs. Your nafs can never be controlled. That person who says he controlled his nafs is making a big mistake. You know, a person has a horse. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah gave this incident. The person got a horse. 50 years the horse is with him, but you see him always holding the reins. Why is he holding the reins? 50 years the horse is so close to him, but yet he holds the reins because his fear is there that the horse will drop him down. Likewise, 100 years your nafs still got control of. Don't ever think I got control of nafs. That person who says I got control of nafs is making a biggest mistake. He will fall down very badly. Hazrat, you say that not have trust for nafs too. So Allah Ta'ala must give us barakat in the month of Ramadan. The only ibadat I always say everyone read the Quran a lot. The Quran Sharif is the best ibadat because why? The more you read Quran Sharif, you will keep being kept away from all kinds of sins. Abi Karim Sharif said that in this month make a lot of istighfar, astaghfirullah. Because we keep in fast to this only to the mercy of Allah, Allah accept our fast. Because we know ourselves who we are. Our namaz that we look at to, we only to follow Allah's grace, Allah accept our namaz to. Every action of ours we talk about it, we cannot look anything good about it. No man can talk good about his action because there's so much of faults that he had in him. Yet Allah Ta'ala does not look at our faults and forgive all our sins and accept all it. So very important this month that always make istighfar. Lot of istighfar. This month, Nabi Karim said, did lot of kalima, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and istighfar a lot, and do not forget Durood Sharif. Durood Sharif as much as possible. To make dua to Allah Ta'ala, Allah must keep us in good health. Good health is important, so that you can make more ibadat. Everything that you do, try to adjust your intention to Allah and make more ibadat, and come more closer to you. You eat food to your intention, ya Allah, I'm eating this food to become strong to make ibadat. Anything that you do, you must have an intention. Intention must be when you sleep to, ya Allah, I'm sleeping so that I can sleep and wake up to wake for salah. Everything must be an intention. Inshallah, with intention, Allah will barakah in that. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للمغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحور ونعوذ بك من شرور فالله خير حافظ ومورا ورحمين لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العظيم حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب. Thank you.